It's a fast lane world that we're living in. Sometimes love takes a little tailspin, but it don't take much to straighten it out. A little affection's all I'm talking about. All it takes is a tender moment, a loving word or the touch of your hand. What she needs is a tender moment. Let her know you'll always be her man. That's the kind of thing a woman understands.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. North Carolina, the destination today for former President Donald Trump. He'll make several campaign stops in the state. Vice President Kamala Harris will be joined by former Republican Representative Liz Cheney in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Sunday in Georgia, she told a church congregation that the next 15 days will answer a fundamental question.
Are we a country that honors, through our faith and our deeds, the importance of kindness, of support?
10 states have abortion access measures on the ballot, and the Biden administration is now addressing the issue, proposing a new rule expanding insurance coverage for over-the-counter contraceptives. House Speaker Mike Johnson said there's an investigation underway after documents appeared online purportedly showing U.S. intelligence of Israeli military plans. And record weekend rain triggered deadly flooding in New Mexico, blamed for at least two deaths. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Ukraine today amid reports that North Korean soldiers are now in Russia preparing to join the war on Russia's side. In New York, jury selection begins today in the trial of a Marine charged with manslaughter. Last year, Daniel Penny put Jordan Neely in a chokehold on a subway car, says ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Penny's lawyer saying he risked his own life and safety for the good of his fellow passengers. The unfortunate result was the unintended and unforeseen death of Mr. Neely. But prosecutors say Penny did not need to intervene. Witnesses give differing accounts. Some say Neely was making threats, but there was no indication he was violent. Others saying they feared for their safety. A lawyer for Neely's family saying, this case is simple. Someone got on a train and was screaming, so someone else choked them to death.
In New York, the Liberty won their first WNBA championship. They beat the Minnesota Lynx. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another warm one today. Partly cloudy, 83 our high this afternoon. Tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, 76. On Wednesday, sunny and a lot cooler with a high on Wednesday of only 55. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. The campaigning in the battleground state of Wisconsin continued Sunday. Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance stopped in Waukesha to talk about economic and immigration policies. The visit marks Vance's fifth stop in Wisconsin, following his most recent visit to De Pere at the end of August. The Democratic vice presidential nominee, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, is helping roll out a proposal designed to address rural health care shortages. The plan includes financial aid for medical students who commit to practicing in rural areas. Walz hopes those professionals stay around past their mandatory commitment. And a western Wisconsin police officer is accused of reenacting the murder of George Floyd in a Minnesota classroom. Prescott police officer Steve Williams was serving as a substitute teacher at Woodbury High School when he allegedly put a student on the ground in front of the class to reenact Floyd's murder.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Heike Pharmacy of Durant, Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service Durant, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Advent Health of Durant. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durant and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. No one is saying what started the fire in rural Eau Claire County that burned five buildings and burned nearly 22 acres of land over the weekend. The fire started at about 1 a.m. yesterday on some land near the township of Clear Creek. By the time the fire was out, it burned three cabins, two outbuildings, and a large propane tank and the 22 acres. No one was hurt, but the fire did plenty of damage. Strum firefighters handled the blaze along with 10 other departments. They are investigating the fire and looking for the cause. Buffalo County residents are reminded that County Road C will be closed Wednesday and Thursday from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., weather permitting, for paving. This will affect 2.19 miles of road between County Road Double C and Bremer and Montana Ridge Roads. Crews have been working on Highway C with a milling and repaving project since the beginning of the month. If there is going to be a debate between the candidates running for Congress here in western Wisconsin, it will come just days before the election. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden on Thursday said he would attend the debate in Adams County. The debate is being sponsored by the Adams County Chamber and is set for the Saturday before Election Day. It remains to be seen, however, if Democratic candidate Rebecca Cook will join him. Cook and Van Orden have been debating about debates, but she has yet to agree to any. Voters will make their decision in 2 weeks. The owner of the brewery in Rice Lake that burned to the ground last week said she's planning to rebuild. Danielle Moon said they lost everything when the fire tore through the brewing company. The fire also destroyed two other businesses in the same building. Moon says they have big plans to make a comeback. Firefighters say a downed power line hit a gas line that sparked the fire. High winds then blew the fire through the rest of the building in downtown Rice Lake. Election Day isn't for another 2 weeks, but voters across Wisconsin can start casting their ballots tomorrow. Early in-person voting begins tomorrow in Wisconsin. Local clerks say they are ready for people to vote. Turnout is expected to be high this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission said there should be more than 2 million voters in Wisconsin. The state is a battleground state in the race for the White House, but there are also races for the U.S. Senate, the State House, and a constitutional amendment that would stop non-citizens from voting in future elections. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Travelers interested in signing up for the TSA PreCheck program can do so at events at the La Crosse Regional Airport. The Transportation Security Agency will host daily events on weekdays starting today until November 1st. TSA PreCheck allows for faster security check-in at more than 200 airports in the nation for U.S. citizens and lawful residents. Those interested can apply online at the TSA website and schedule an in-person appointment. Police are investigating a shooting at a Madison suburb that left one person dead and sent another to the hospital. That shooting happened Friday evening shortly before 7 p.m. in Sun Prairie. Sun Prairie police did not release the identities of the two victims, but did say they knew each other. The deceased victim was pronounced dead at the scene. No arrests have been made. Police have not identified any suspects. The Green Bay Packers and the city of Green Bay continue to squabble over Lambeau Field's lease. The Packers sent two letters last week, one to the city and the other to the Green Bay Stadium District, accusing Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich of avoiding new lease negotiations. The city responded with a letter of its own, claiming it doesn't want to negotiate a new lease in public. The issue is who will pay for about $1.5 billion worth of repairs and renovations at Lambeau Field. The city wants the team to pay more, while the team wants the city and the stadium district to kick in. Drought conditions have grown severe in parts of Wisconsin. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows that the far southwest corner of the state along the Illinois border and the northeast corner of Wisconsin are experiencing the severest drought conditions. In addition, a stretching across the central portion of the state and dipping down into southeast Wisconsin has dry conditions. The drier than normal conditions in the areas could impact fall foliage, causing leaves to fall off trees too early to view their color change this season. A Minneapolis couple is suing Fairview Health Services. Joycelyn Pena and Luis Hernandez claim they received the cremated placenta from their stillborn daughter's birth instead of their daughter's remains. The pair sued the Minneapolis-based health system that is the operator of Ridges Hospital in Burnsville, where the May 4th stillbirth happened. Two funeral homes that didn't discover the mix-up are also named in the suit. You're listening to WRDN News.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Heike Pharmacy, your locally owned pharmacy, has the immunizations to help keep you and your family going. Heike Pharmacy offers flu, COVID, RSV, shingles, and other immunizations and honors most prescription plans, including Medicare, so Medicare Part B recipients could get their shots for free. Get your immunizations from Heike Pharmacy at 213 West Main Street in Durant or call them at 715-672-5202. Heike Pharmacy, downtown Durant.
Jolly Good Soda is officially the winner of the 2024 Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. The soda is made by Career Foods in Random Lake, 40 miles